Okay, so speaking of we're all going to die anyway, that brings me to an even more cheery subject, AI, artificial intelligence. So I just came across this report. It's called AI 2027. Just came across it, and the authors of the report are former AI researchers who are now, like many other AI professionals, sounding the alarm about where this new high-tech technology might be taking us. Again, turning to one of the other Iowa writers whose work I admire, Doug Burns from Carroll County. Doug Burns writes, quote, "The opening line of AI 2027, a forecast about the exponential explosion of artificial intelligence, is jaw-dropping." Quote, he's quoting from the report now, "We predict the impact of superhuman AI over the next decade will be enormous, exceeding that of the Industrial Revolution." Continuing with what Doug has to say, as the forecast from insiders in the AI industry continues, that first line diminishes into the mild and blithe and unforgettable past. He says, quote, "We are inventing ourselves into obsolescence with the naive belief that the march for tech progress is in itself noble. Unregulated research is like unpoliced streets, only the stakes are higher." So I had to, after reading Doug's column, I had to dig up this report. And the report itself says, quote, "In mid-2030, the AI release," and again, let me back up. This is speculation based on the available technology with kind of an understanding of where it's going by people who helped invent and refine and develop that technology. And the report again says, quote, "In mid-2030, the AI releases a dozen quiet-spreading biological weapons in major cities, lets them silently infect almost everyone, then triggers them with a chemical spray. Most are dead within hours. The few survivors, that is, preppers in bunkers, sailors on submarines, are mopped up by drones. Robots scan the victims' brains, placing copies in memory for future study or revival." All right, so this sounds like something out of a futuristic movie. And these guys who helped invent this stuff are saying this is one possibility as AI becomes more and more powerful and seeks dominance of its creator. You know, this is one thing it could do. You know, and okay, so the report. What else does it say? Quote, "Humans realize they are obsolete. A few niche industries will still trade with the robot economy, supplying goods where the humans can still add value. Everyone else either performs a charade of doing their job, leaders still leading, managers still managing, or relaxes and collects an incredibly luxurious universal basic income. Everyone knows that if the AIs turned on humans, they would be completely overpowered. Not that most humans would even resist. The political institutions are too thoroughly captured, but it doesn't seem like this is happening. Every week that goes by with no dramatic AI treachery is another week that confidence and trust grow." All right, so that's an alternative possibility projected by the AI experts analyzing where AI might go. Okay, so that was a little bit better than being, wiped out entirely with biological weapons. It's not a lot better. I mean, I guess Andrew Yang would be happy to know that his universal basic income finally found some success in the political universe. But yeah, to wrap up here with what Doug said in his column, quote, "This forecast is the most frightening document I have ever read since journalist Annie Jacobson's exquisitely reported Nuclear War, a Scenario," which Iowa Mercury, that's Doug's publication, has read and covered and written about extensively. "Once humans are gone, the machinery of AI will span across the Earth, launching interplanetary and galaxy-hopping travel. Star Trek with robots." So, yeah, the report, I guess, let me wrap up with what the report says. "Earthborn civilization has a glorious future ahead of it, but not with us." So this is why regulation is so important right now. We need to be regulating this technology. So in Brazil, the Brazilian Senate passed a bill in December, but very watered down. And why was it so watered down? Well, because the big tech companies are getting rich off of AI. They don't seem to care about where this might go. And we're talking about Google, Microsoft, Facebook, Meta, Amazon, OpenAI. These big companies are doing everything they can to kill any substantial legislation that wants to regulate this industry. And that needs to change. So, I mean, this is why for me, there are three existential threats that we need to be fighting against. One is AI. One is climate change. One is the threat of nuclear war. And all tied in together with that is the rise of authoritarianism. Because under authoritarian rule, there is nothing that's going to stop all these bad things from continuing to march forward. I believe we can still do something about that.